PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 171, Fun with Password Security. I recently had a discussion about passwords and how secure they are, and that fact that some companies, some industries require people to change their passwords on a fairly regular basis. And at least from the stuff that I've read and heard, that really changing your password on a regular basis doesn't really buy you that much security. What buys you security is creating a secure password in the first place. And I've talked about this in other scenarios, and I probably point to lots of different things. But all things being equal, the thing that actually makes your password the most secure is how long it is. And that's really the thing that's going to buy you the most, although let's be honest, right? It depends on how long what kind of character sets you use for the password too. So that the second thing is, how many different types of characters do you use? And there's four types of characters. There's lowercase characters, there's uppercase characters, there's numbers, and then there's special characters, punctuation, and so forth. And if you have a password that uses all four types of characters, it becomes significantly more difficult to brute force and guess that password. Now, even if you use all four types of characters in your password and your password is relatively short, well, it can still be brute forced. So it's equally important that you also pick a password that is very long. Now, it also depends on the context as to, what might be good. So for example, when you do two-factor authentication, which we've discussed, you get a code on your phone or whatever your token device is, that it generates a new code every 30 seconds or 1 minute, depends on the device. And that code is usually 6 digits. It might be a little bit more, might be a little bit less, but let's be honest with ourselves here. Those passwords are only good for a very limited time. And so in the fact that there's only, 1 in a million possible combinations there, you'd have to guess it at the right interval in 30 seconds in order for the password to be considered valid. So in that case, even though we're picking a relatively simple password, the validity time is so short that it's okay, right? The odds are, like 1 in a million that you'll actually guess the correct password. And that's sufficient, I think, for most cases. And of course, if they guess wrong multiple times, you can always lock them out and stuff too. So, however, a lot of passwords are not like that. They're fixed passwords. And so there's also even restrictions on things like length and stuff, which and that actually makes it more difficult. Like, I've seen some systems where restrict you to 8 characters, and I look at 8 characters and I go, 8 characters can be brute forced. Even if you use all 4 different types of characters, the computers are sophisticated enough now that they'll be able to brute force that in no time. Likewise, if you, 12 characters, again, but you only allow certain character types, that also makes passwords not very secure. So really what we need to allow for is strong passwords. And the problem with real specific password policies, which exist in many organizations, is that that actually reduces the search space quite a bit. So if you get into a situation where your password has to be brute forced, and we know that a password must contain certain things, that immediately drops certain guesses in the brute force algorithm that you might use. And so it makes sense to enforce that, that you use 3 of the 4 character types or something like that. But if you make it very, very, very specific, then you actually make the problem worse rather than better, because now you've excluded a bunch of potential guesses, and now you've reduced your search space down to a point where somebody might actually be able to guess it. Now, the other thought that was thrown out was, what if we make the password change policy dependent upon how good of a password we picked? And again, how do you make that judgment? Well, that judgment could be, that judgment could actually be a compromise, so that's probably not a good idea. And second, let's assume we had a way to actually judge the strength of a password and then set the date accordingly. Well, now you've disclosed potentially how long your password is, and that also cuts down the search space. And so the whole purpose of having a password and having policies and such is make it so that the password is not guessable, and you have to essentially resort to brute force, but also keep the search space sufficiently large enough that brute forcing actually is not feasible in most cases. So I think, this is balancing act. We've talked about passwords being broken, and really we should be using other types of authentication mechanisms, including using two-factor, but the reality is passwords aren't going away anytime soon. And we have to manage the passwords in a way that that keeps the system secure and not, and you know, causes them not to get broken into. And so, you know, this is the balancing act that InfoSec people have to do, is they have to figure out, and they also have regulations that they have to adhere to in some cases. I had somebody tell me that in the medical industry, they have to change passwords every 90 days. That's written into the regulations. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it doesn't surprise me that something like that is. And so you have to, there's all this balancing act that you have to do. And yes, there's also the fact that users can't remember really long, complex passwords. And so you, they'll resort to writing it down, which means, somebody will come by their desk and get the sticky note and log in as them. So there's, this is a tricky problem to solve. And I don't know that we have the best solution for it right now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.